picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, right now, of course, we're going to have open lines for this hour because the regularly scheduled guest canceled out just about an hour ago. So if you'd like to call me at 800-259-5791, that's 1-800-259-5791. But I want to tell you about something sort of exciting that happened to me recently. We've been very interested with Dr. Stephen Jones, the professor of electrical engineering at Brigham, professor of physics, I guess he is there at Brigham Young University. And he had come out and said that he was very, very concerned about the way that the Twin Towers and Building 7 came down and suggested that there might be demolitions in the buildings. Now, I'm not going to get too much into whether there were or there weren't, but I'd like to tell you about the information that he is basing his opinion on. It's very, very interesting if you go up on the Internet and you type in Stephen Jones and you get all sorts of Stephen Jones, but then you have the Brigham Stephen Jones 911, and you can search every place and try to find his articles that he's written. You'll get to the site, but they say not found, not available, taken down, information removed. And so I wanted to find out what Professor Stephen Jones had said. So I went to Joel Scallons' last week's newsletter where he discussed Professor Stephen Jones and mentioned that he actually edits it's a magazine. It's called The Journal of 911 Studies. The Journal of 911 Studies, it's a peer-reviewed a journal, so I went there, and sure enough, there was the article that Stephen Jones had written. There's another article there that's a slide presentation he's given, and I couldn't in any way pull that down and print it, but I was able to get the first article, as well as many of the other articles that are up there written by other people in this scholars group who were trying to find out what really happened that day. I mean, there's an article there about the 118 firemen who heard the explosions of the building. There were 503 that were interviewed right after 911, and their memoirs of what happened that day were recorded and are part of a transcript that was sealed and really unavailable for several years. Eventually, it was released and is now available. And somebody had gone through and gone over all of the testimonies of these men immediately after this happened so that we would know what really happened, and 118 firemen heard the explosions in the buildings. Now, some of them later were probably pressured into changing their story, or some of them were told, oh, well, there weren't any explosions, it was all pancaking. You really have probably just imagined you heard the explosions, and so some of them later changed their stories, but initially, 118 of the 503 firemen who were interviewed had said that they heard the explosions. Now, it's sort of like the 280 people who saw the missiles go up into the sky to bring down TWA Flight 800. They were never mentioned by the government. And what's really so interesting is that the 911 Commission only had one vague reference to this, and that was sort of, in a footnote suggesting that what they really heard was the bringing down a building number, South Tower. People in the North Tower heard the South Tower come down. They had all of this information, and the 911 Commission suppressed that, as they did with over almost 1,100 testimonies that were taken, and they were all sealed for 50 years. Why would they do that? And only get back, I'm going to tell you some of the things I learned from reading Stephen Jones' articles and some of the things I questioned, too. We'll be right back.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and we're just talking about Dr. Stephen Jones and really what he said, and he was talking about those buildings coming down. And he said, you know, if this was simply, a collapse as they described, it would not have been a symmetrical collapse. It wouldn't have come down so evenly. You wouldn't have had all of the support at any one time and any one floor, give way at exactly the same time. And then the speed with which the building came down. Both twin towers came down very, very rapidly. There was absolutely no resistance. And you just couldn't see that, collapse. They would come down. There would be resistance. And certainly, there were massive steel beams. There were 47, 48 major steel beams running up there. And remember when it got down to the bottom, all those steel beams were gone. What happened to them? They were the core of the strength of the Twin Towers, and they just all sort of disappeared, all of those pieces, and many of them apparently had, it almost looked like they'd been cut across, and you can actually see some pictures there on his website, what appears to be these major support beams that have been cut across there. I mean, there were 2 inches wide steel beams, and, reinforced, and of course the way they put the steel so that it has tremendous, tremendous strength. And then he talks about the dust, and you wouldn't be able to get that pulverization of all that cement without the explosive charge. Certainly you could collapse a building, but of course you'd break up the cement, but you wouldn't have the dust, and it wouldn't be shooting way up into the air, and it wouldn't be shooting way out to the side as we saw it. And then, of course, she has pictures there of the molten metal, at least, you know, red-hot steel being pulled out from the basement. Now, the thing that disturbs me, and I've been at this game for 44 years, and people are always trying to give me phony information. I mean, I couldn't help but wonder if some of the pictures you see there of the molten metal streaming down the side of the Twin Towers, and it's really very impressive, molten metal just streaming down, you know, for 10 or 15 floors. I just like it, a continuous river of molten metal running down the side of the building. And then, of course, these pictures of the molten, at least red-hot metal being pulled out from the basement days or weeks after the 911 attack. We don't know how long it was afterwards. And I couldn't help but wonder, did somebody give Dr. Jones some phony information so it would use it, so it would discredit him? Because the other side is always doing that. The intelligence agencies have people planted within the conservative movement, and they're always putting out phony information, and they're trying to give it to me or to Alex Jones or to Joyce Riley or others. Why? So we'll pick it up and use it, and sometimes you can get into trouble. Sometimes you think the individual you're talking to, you've known for years, and he's really on your side. But as it was with Randy Weaver or so many other people, John DeLorean, his neighbor, who was really one of his best friends, was actually, of course, a government agent who was there to deceive him and to betray him and so that they could send him to prison for a crime he didn't commit. And the same thing with Randy Weaver. His best friend had known him for 3 years. Talked him into sawing off a shotgun, I think a quarter of an inch shorter than regulation. And, of course, that was done very, very intentionally. You know, they plant people to try to get people to commit crimes. In fact, this whole scam that they hover in Great Britain now, you know, the people are going to blow up the planes, you know, they were going to use the acetone peroxide. But they had agent provocateurs planted among these Muslims, you know, talking to them about, isn't it going to be wonderful to do jihad, and egging them on. And I suspect some of these people, you know, sort of like the crowd that couldn't shoot straight, the outlaws that couldn't shoot straight, they weren't very smart. And they said, oh, yeah, we agree with you. Tried to be very masculine. And of course, they were setting themselves up for 20 or 30 years in prison. And most of these people probably never would have participated in anything at all. In fact, most of the people who were going to participate in this imminent attack that was going to take place any day didn't even have a passport. They couldn't get on a plane to come to America. And, you know, this whole thing was as phony as a $3 bill. But they had agent provocateurs planted there. And some of these pictures on Dr. Jones' website, I don't know whether they're true or not. If they're true, why, certainly, you know very well that they were using some sort of chemical there that would keep this metal heated for literally hours or days. Ordinarily, if you take, you know, steel out of a furnace, why, pretty soon it begins to lose its bright orange color. But if you look at the pictures on that website, and again, the website is Journal of 911 Studies. The Journal of 911 Studies. And I suggest you look at it. They're very, very impressive pictures. We will not know until we have more ability to evaluate them whether they were simply given to Dr. Jones by intelligence agents who are part of the scam, even intelligence agents planted within the conservative movement. And what you've got to learn, ladies and gentlemen, if you're going to survive in this game, is not to really trust much of anything. In fact, many of our leaders in the conservative movement are part on the other side. They've been put there to lead us along, and many of the organizations, some even that I belong to or still belong to, I know are certainly not organizations I can trust, but I want to know what they're doing. I want to know what the enemy wants me to believe. Well, anyway, Dr. Jones' website, the Journal of 911 Studies, is fascinating. But, you know, as you begin to think, you know, about what happened that day, about that, the pulverization, just pulverize all that cement. Could you just pulverize that by compression? Or do they have to be explosives there? But I think the most telling point, and I haven't seen anybody make this, really, or even discuss it, is what happened to all the bodies. Now, supposedly, there were, what, 2,300 bodies there in the Trade Center buildings. And, of course, there were a number there at Shanksville, and there were a number at the Pentagon. But maybe 2,400 bodies that were supposed to be at the Pentagon. But there are over 1,150 that they've never found any trace of. 1150. They've never found any trace of it. There's a recent article up on the internet about this fireman is looking for his brother, and they've never even found a granule of him. Now, I wanted you to think for just a minute. If indeed the government story is true, and we simply had this pancaking phenomenon of each floor falling on the floor below, you'd squash the people. You would just maybe not getting run over by a steam engine, but there'd still be a body there. I mean, certainly the sinew, the ligaments would hold the fragments of the body together. They might be flattened out, but they wouldn't be vaporized. And the only way to vaporize those 1,150 bodies would be with explosives, because the explosives would make them disappear. And to my knowledge, I haven't heard anybody talking about that, but 1,100 bodies just disappeared. Oh, maybe they'll find a hand or a foot or something, but those are the ones they've identified. 1,100 they've never identified. They just vanished. They vaporized. And do you honestly think that they would vaporize simply because they were crushed under this tremendous weight? Or does that suggest to you that there were explosives that were used? And just as the cement was pulverized and vaporized, so the human bodies were vaporized. Why doesn't the 911 Commission address that? Why, very simply, because the men who headed the 911 Commission, former Governor Thomas Keene, former Senator Lee Hamilton, both of them just happened to come from the Council on Foreign Relations, as did Jamie Goritz, and, of course, John Lehman, and the director, of course, Philip Zelikow, the executive director of the 911 Commission. They all came from the Council on Foreign Relations. And then we had the previous investigation. It was known as the Joint Intelligence Committee investigation, led by former Congressman Peter Goss and by former Senator Robert Bennett. Do you think that they came from the Council on Foreign Relations? Why, you can bet you the bottom dollar they did. And, of course, they can't let the American people know the truth. This is all about getting us into a war with Iran. That has been the ultimate goal all along. Oh, we needed a base in Central Asia, and, of course, that would be Iraq. And there was no reason to attack Iraq, as we've told you before. And you can go to my website if you want the documentation. Saddam had offered to leave the country, but, of course, we blocked the country that was going to take him. We didn't want him to leave. The Iranian government, Iraqi government, had offered to actually allow the Americans to send in troops to supervise the elections. We didn't want a peaceful solution. We wanted the chaos we have now, because we have people who are inherently evil working within the shadows, guiding what's going on. And I don't think for one minute that George Bush does much of anything. He's simply a figurehead for the Brotherhood of Darkness, those people working behind the scenes that are moving America, indeed the whole world, into World War III. And when I hear people saying, we've got to attack Iran, we've just got to attack Iran, we're going to be safe, and I know the CIA has said, look, they're not going to be ready to produce a nuclear weapon for 10 years. And who gave them the initial material to be used there? We did. We gave it to them under the Ford administration. And President Ford encouraged Iran to begin to develop nuclear power there. And they gave them the material for the plant. And they even gave them some enriched uranium to use in the plant. I just wonder why we never mention that sort of thing now. Oh, no, the Iranians are terrible. President Ahmadinejad is terrible, and he is. I don't trust President Ahmadinejad for a moment, but he looks to me like he came from central casting, you know, just like Saddam Hussein and Osama bin Laden. Have you noticed Osama bin Laden? We never talk much about him. Wasn't that what the war was all about, catching Osama bin Laden? But you go up on the internet and you type in, is Osama bin Laden dead? You'll find tens of thousands of articles there of how the fact that Osama bin Laden has been dead for a long time. Now, I don't know. I don't have any source to information, but I will tell you that Michael Ledeen does. Michael Ledeen is one of the major architects of everything going on, and Michael Ledeen has said that Osama bin Laden has been dead for some time. But you're not hearing about that from Russia, from Sean Hannity, or on most of our programs, because, you see, you have to have an enemy. And if you didn't have an enemy, how would you rally the people behind the government? Well, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791, and I want to hear from you. about this or something else you'd like to talk about right here at Open Line Genesis.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarship, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Well, you know, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our telephone number is 800-259-5791. And it's amazing what a great job they're doing. You know, convincing the American people we have to go to war with Iran. And, oh my goodness, we're not going to be safe because Iran may get the weapon. And then, of course, nobody in this world is going to be safe because, you know, the Iranians want to go to war and they want to bring back the 12th Amendment. And there may be a few people there that do. Or this all may be made up. We do not know. Because, of course, our reality is created by the people who publish these newspapers, who write the articles. Our minds are molded, our tastes are formed, our ideas are suggested largely by men we have never heard of. But I will tell you one thing, and that is that the Bush administration wants to go to war with Iran. And the CIA says, hey, look, you know, they're not going to have the ability to create a nuclear weapon for 10 years. Now, one side is lying. Which side do you think it is? Do you think it's the side that is intent upon taking us into war? Or do you think it's the side that says, look, you really don't have that much to worry about, at least not right now. Later down the line, there may be something, but, you know, down the line, of course, maybe we can topple the Iranian government, maybe the people will overthrow them, but you really want to expand the war? Now, with all the implications this would have, you know, for the stability of the Middle East, you know, how many people are we going to have to kill? And, you know, there are an awful lot of Christians out there believe we're just going to have to kill off these Muslims because the Muslims hate us and they worship a different God. They worship Allah. And because Muhammad, who lived almost 1,400 years ago, was a crazy nutcase. And because he advocates a lot of things we don't like, that's why we got to kill the Muslims now. I mean, this really doesn't make sense until you understand that this whole radical Muslim movement, beginning, you know, with the Muslim Brotherhood, was financed by your Central Intelligence Agency, by your intelligence agencies and the other ones. You remember yesterday we had Robert Pelton on, and he was talking about a book called License to Kill, and he was talking about a fellow named Billy Waugh, who in about 1975 or 1977 was hired by somebody, and he never even knew who it was for certain. It didn't seem that he was actually hired by the CIA, but he was working for a fellow named Wilson, I believe it was Ed Wilson, and they were over there, they were training the bodyguard for Omar Gaddafi, I mean Colonel Gaddafi, who was, talk about a nutcase, here was a real nutcase, and somebody was paying big bucks to train this guy's bodyguard, and obviously Wilson was working for our own intelligence agencies, but they turned their back on him. They sent him to prison for 20 years. Why? Because the last thing they want is for the American people to know that when Gaddafi was our enemy and, you know, he was anti-American, he was screaming about how terrible America was and now they're going to get America, we were helping him. Could it possibly be that the same thing is true with Ahmadinejad? And if you go back in history, and you've heard me say this many times before, but you're going to hear me say it again if you don't give us a call here at the 1-800-259-5791. But if you go back to 1979, it was your Central Intelligence Agency that toppled the Shah of Iran and that brought the Ayatollah Khomeini to power and that engineered the hostage crisis. And those of you who have never heard my story of that, I know a little bit about it firsthand because in 1980, I personally interviewed William H. Sullivan, who was the American ambassador to Iran. Actually, this would have been probably 1988, I guess, is when I actually interviewed Mr. Sullivan. But, you know, at that time, he was working back at Columbia University, something known as the American Assembly, but he had been the American ambassador to Iran immediately before the overthrow of the Shah. Or I guess, no, he was there right after we overthrew the Shah, because his embassy was actually seized. There was the American embassy in Tehran. It was seized by the students. They were there 4 or 5 days, and they said to him, you know, if the United States allows the Shah of Iran to come to the United States, we will come back here and seize the embassy again and hold everybody hostage. So William H. Sullivan came back to the United States, and he personally told me that he had told the president, he had told Brzezinski, he had told everybody in the State Department what he'd been told. And what was the first thing we did? Why, we brought the Shah of Iran to the United States for medical treatment and then brought a doctor in from Canada. Why did we bring him to the United States and bring a doctor in from Canada? We could have sent the Shah to Canada for the same treatment. Because we wanted to inflame this whole thing. We wanted them to seize our hostages. And then, of course, what happened was, as soon as they seized the hostages, the American hostages, why, we seized all of their money here. Billions and billions of dollars, which the banks needed. And, of course, you know, they didn't get the money until we got the hostages back. But we didn't want the hostages back. And you get into the October surprise, you find out the Iranians were trying to get the hostages back so they could get their money. And we wouldn't take them, just like the boys we abandoned in Vietnam and the boys we abandoned in Korea. But that's another story.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NVC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
If you're looking at the world today from within the box, you must see total chaos and feel lost with no hope. Out-of-the-box thinkers, such as Nostradamus, who saw the world from a different perspective, knew that nature or God's truth would prevail. They saw that today's organized religions and governments are being judged, not with the hand of man through atomic wars, but with the hand of God through natural disasters. We are judging ourselves during this trying apocalyptic period by all our hidden truths being uncovered. Don't you see this happening through the media today? Just remember these famous words. Everything hidden will be uncovered, and the truth will make you free. For evidence of these statements, get Jerry Vanno's new book, The Uncovering of the Greatest Story Never Told. Go to www.gvanno.com. That's www.gvanno.com.
Well, hail Dr. Stan Mack here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. But I was simply talking about the things you've never been told, about the Iranian hostage crisis, about how our government brought the Ayatollah Khomeini and his radical Islamic cohorts to power. And in fact, we'd been, if you read about that at time, you'll find out that the Ayatollah had been living over there in Paris, and we'd been helping him and financing him and preparing for him to take over Iran, which doesn't make any sense. Furthermore, of course, we've told you what William H. Sullivan told me, the American ambassador to Iran, just before he came home, just before the students moved in the second time and seized the embassy. So the students actually seized the embassy initially, then, of course, they left, and then they came back again. Well, then, of course, there's another story that was told to me by Congressman Hansen, George Hansen, and he went over there. George Hansen went over to Iran, and he talked to the people, the students, he talked to the government, and they were quite willing to give, all the hostages back to us. He could have got a couple of hostages out, could have got all of them. If they said, just give us back our money, you can have the hostages. And there was no way our government wanted those hostages back. And then, of course, time is going. We're moving down towards the elections. They're going to be held in November of 1980. And, of course, one of the things that George Herbert Walker Bush and the people who surrounded Reagan were concerned about was the fact that the hostages would be released before November, and that would probably swing the election to Jimmy Carter. He'd look pretty good. He got the hostages back. His greatest position had gotten them back. So they arranged the October surprise, and that was to contact the Iranians and strike a deal with them to give them weapons and other things if they just hold the hostages until Ronald Reagan was actually inaugurated. Now, this has been very much debated. Is this really true or not? Well, I happened to interview one time Gunther Rosbacher, who claims that he had actually flown the Blackbird plane or whatever it was that went over, took George Bush over, and of course he could cross the ocean in an hour and a half or so, 2 hours at the most, to negotiate in Paris and flew him back again. I talked to Gunther about this on several occasions, and I really believe it's true, because the hostages were not released in October or November or December, and it was on January 20th, 1981. And it was a cold, rainy morning there in Washington, D.C. The sky was gray, and it was drizzling, and of course the people were there to see the inauguration of President Ronald Reagan for his first term as a president, and people were there with their umbrellas, and it was sprinkling lightly as Ronald Reagan sat there and was just about to be sworn in, when suddenly they announced the surprise announcement. The hostages in Iran had been freed. And then I heard this story from several people who were there. Suddenly the clouds in the sky parted, and the sun shone down, and you could begin to see the blue sky, and the umbrellas came down, and the streets began to dry, and we started a wonderful new time. We had a new president. We had a new world. Our hostages were coming home, and everything was fine. It was one of the greatest stage events, and I'm sure that they didn't stage the weather, but who knows? They have the ability. As Brzezinski said in his book, Between Two Ages, and that was published in 1970, you know, in the future, he's talking really about the year 2018, but I think they had the ability even at that time. He said we'll be able to create storms and droughts and create new chronic diseases to disable the enemy. Well, we know they created new chronic diseases like Lyme disease and chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia and, yes, even AIDS and Ebola and Marburg and so many other new diseases that they've created that are crippling our people, not only here but throughout the world. And how do we know this? Well, because at least one of the people came forward who was working on the AIDS project and told a man named Gary Null, and you can read his book, Full Disclosure. He tells how they created the AIDS disease and this man had worked with it. Full Disclosure by, I believe it's Gary Null. And, of course, we've talked to Dr. Garth Nicholson, who's talked to one of the people who worked on the project of creating these deadly new diseases that, of course, are doing so much harm, not only to our people, but people throughout the world today. So maybe it was just God's hand that morning. Who knows what his hand was involved. But that's the story of the Iran hostage crisis. And I know a certain amount of this because I talked to George Hansen on several occasions. As you know, of course, he was arrested on trumped-up charges and sent to prison, where he was tortured intermittently over a period of 10 years before the Supreme Court finally said, "Oh, shucks, you know, he never should have been arrested because the federal government had no authority under for that." Too bad, George. Sorry about that. Sorry your health is gone, your reputation is gone, we bankrupted you. Now you're a free man. And, of course, George died not too long after that. A very, very courageous individual who personally told me that when he was over in Iran, he was the only congressman actually to go to Iran that I know of, that the Iranians had offered to give our hostages back, but we didn't want them. So you see how nothing as it appears to be. And then if you read the book we carry, it's called See No Evil by Robert Baer, and he will tell you that we hear a lot about the hostage, pardon me, about the bombing of the American embassy in Beirut and the bombing of the Marine Corps barracks, but we knew about the bombing attacks beforehand, and we didn't tell anybody there, and we didn't try to stop them. Could anything be that evil? Well, I suggest you get the books and find out, because if what I'm telling you is true, we are in real trouble. There's got to be some things going on that we really don't understand. And so much of what we're told really isn't true. Everybody's heard about the downing of Pan Am, you know, well, I think it was 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland. And, of course, it was the wicked Omar Gaddafi who was behind that, and eventually he even gave up a couple of people who were there, and one of them went off to prison, the other was set free, but then he was going to pay compensation to all the families of the people who were killed there. But if you go up on the Internet and type in, you know, Pan Am 103 in Iran, you'll find that an awful lot of evidence that this was an Iranian intelligence operation combined with the CIA, and the Iranians and the CIA were working together to bring down Pan Am 103, but we couldn't let the American people know that, after all, of course, you know, because at that time we were not trying to demonize the Iranians as we are today. Now, I'm not saying that Iran is, I like the people there at all. I think that they're working hand in glove, certainly with our intelligence agencies, just as exactly as Syria was working with our intelligence agencies up until about 6 months ago. In fact, I found an article in one of the papers talking about how, you know, after the murder of, I think, the some very prominent figure was in Syria, that, you know, the Syrian intelligence stopped working with the American intelligence agencies, with the CIA, but they may still be working there all along. You remember that all the intelligence agencies in the world work together. In fact, one of the things Gunther Rusbacher told me was how when he, of course, was working with the CIA, he was with Naval Intelligence, but assigned to a certain task force within the CIA, how they and the KGB worked together during the Cold War. And as he told me this story, and of course he told me about his, he and his brother had come over from Austria, and I said to him, Gunther, that sounds just like the story of the Brotherhood of the Rose. Now, I don't know how many of you remember this story, but it was about this two young men who worked in the CIA, and of course, James Angleton was using them, and eventually, of course, tried to have them killed, and it's an amazing story. You can still get copies of the Brotherhood of the Rose, but without a moment's hesitation, Gunther looked at me and he said, that's my story. That book is dedicated to me. Well, in this business, you have to doubt everything, and I'll have to admit that my first impulse was to say, I'm being put on. This guy's a real psychopath, you know, but I'm going to check the book out and find out. Because there was no hesitation. I've dealt with psychopaths before. Ordinarily, when they're lying to you, there'll be just that moment of hesitation, a flicker of their eyes, something that lets you know that they're putting you on. But not that way with Gunther. He said, that book is dedicated to me. So the next day, I was down buying a copy of The Brotherhood of the Rose, which I still have in my library, although it was made into a mini-series, and it was really a fascinating, fascinating story, and it was on for a week or so, and I remember watching that very carefully, and I think it was Robert Mitchum played the part of James Angleton. But I went down, I bought the book, and the book starts out in the preface, you know, and I want to thank, you know, Mike and Jane and Charlie for all the information, but I want to give special thanks to Rush for the information he gave me, and of course, Rusbacher, that's what they called him. So I think the story is probably true, and I put credence in the things he did tell me, and certainly I knew his wife very, very well, and he had one of the most amazing stories. I even met the woman he ran off, and that was Jane. She worked for British intelligence, and he left his wife and ran off with Jane. But maybe he did that to protect his wife, you know, Raylan, because, of course, I think maybe if he'd stayed married to her, her life would have been in danger. We will never know the true story. He did die here not too long ago, but at least we have the memories of the time we spent with him and a great deal of information we got from Gunther Rusbacher, who is one of those rare individuals like James Bond who lived an unbelievable life. And, of course, I believe that the story is true. So I believe, of course, that our intelligence agencies work with the communists. I believe our intelligence agencies, at least one faction of them, let's call them the dark side, is working with the people in Russia today and in China. I believe they're also working with the people in Iran and Syria and certainly over the Mossad. And I believe they're setting us up for World War III, because behind everything going on today are powerful spiritual forces, and it's almost like we're following a cosmic script. Well, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. I have absolutely nothing to talk about, so if you'd like to give us a call, you certainly may. As you know, my previously scheduled guest, Stephen Yates, had canceled out, so I'm just talking about the things as they come to mind. But I think these bits of history, and I've really been privileged to have the opportunity perhaps to meet people. Sometimes I don't even know why I've had the opportunity, but things seem to work together. All the things work together for good for those who love the Lord. And I hope that God has put me in touch with many of these people we've talked about. And the fact that I've had the opportunity to interview William H. Sullivan and Congressman George Hansen and Gunther Rosbacher means that I can tell you an entirely different story about America's relationships with Iran. So much of what you've been told is completely contrived. And much of what you're being told today to justify going to war and to foment hatred for the Iranians and for the Muslim world is certainly contrived. And those of you who remember, I simply read the other day from the pages of Time magazine that was published immediately after 9/11. Now, this was a special 9/11 edition. There were no advertisements in it. It was sent out at great expense to Time magazine for the psychological impact it would have on the American people who were still reeling from the terrible spectacle they saw that day. And this magazine was designed to create hatred. And at the end, at the very end of this special issue of Time magazine, an article entitled "The Case for Raids and Retribution." And let me read it to you again because I read it the other day. "For once, let's have no fatuous rhetoric about healing. Healing is inappropriate now and dangerous. There'll be a time later for tears of sorrow. A day cannot live in infamy without the nourishment of rage. Let's have rage. What's needed is a unified Pearl Harbor sort of purple American fury, a ruthless indignation that doesn't leak away in a week or two. Let Americans explore the rich rhetorical possibilities of the fatwa policy of focused brutality. It does not come easily to a self-conscious, self-indulgent, contradictory, diverse human nation. America needs to relearn why human nature has equipped all of us with a weapon called hatred. And that's why we're torturing those innocent people, many of them, and not even terrorists at all. And we torture them, and the president says, well, you know, it really isn't torture. I mean, what is torture? I mean, we've redefined torture. We just, of course, we give them intense pain, and we waterboard them, and we don't let them sleep, and we give them all sorts of things to distort the reality, and we humiliate them. And if we did that to other people, did that to our soldiers, we would be infuriated. And what we are doing and what the Bush administration is doing everything possible to get the Muslims to hate us. Is that what you really want, ladies and gentlemen? Do you want the Muslims and everybody else in the world to hate America? Is this what Christianity is all about? Are we a Christian nation? Are we a post-Christian nation? And where's the outcry from our Christian leaders? They're all rallying behind our courageous Christian president, and we're in real trouble as a nation. Who do we have calling from Kansas? Hi, Alan. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Good to hear from you.
But
you should have called in half an hour ago. I didn't have anything to say. Go ahead.
Well, I didn't realize that until you stopped. I mean, I thought you were saying quite a bit.
Well, thanks so much.
Up front, when on this 9/11, when they say that 19 people got on 4 airplanes and did all this, in the first place, if you go to the hardware store, you can't find a box cutter. Everything's some kind of utility knife. So how'd they come up with the name of a box cutter? But I'm saying that the chances of one person getting on a plane with a weapon is a 1 in 2 chances, a 50-50. If you multiply this out for 4 people on one plane, it's a 1 in 16. And for 5, it's a 1 in 32. And you keep multiplying this out between the 4 planes, you've got somewhere between a 700 and a 600 million to 1 chance that this would have all happened on one day.
All right, well, I certainly agree with you, but I think even more important than that is, isn't it amazing that those hijackers were so smart that they picked the day that they had those special military exercises that feigned hijacking of planes and then crashing them into buildings that morning, and so that they were planting all these false images on the screens for the FAA and for NORAD. Isn't it amazing that Osama bin Laden was so smart that he staged that attack on the very day that all the planes that were supposed to be, guarding Washington, D.C., were up in Ganders or other places, Canada, Alaska. They took all of our fighter planes out of that, and the American people have never been told. How was Osama bin Laden smart enough to do that?
Well, I agree with you on that. But now here's my point about these figures and this amount. The only way to overcome this is that these people, if they actually had 19 people carry weapons on four different airplanes, is they had to have had inside help either give them the weapons or pass them through with the weapons, because mathematically it's not possible otherwise. And I'm saying that instead of running after Osama bin Laden, why didn't they find these inside helpers to help them get on the planes first?
Well, we dishonor the memory of all those people who died that we're not trying to find out who was really responsible for what happened. Basically, the government has a conspiracy theory. The conspiracy theory, the government conspiracy, is there are 19 fellows who conspired to attack America. But there are other conspiracies that suggest that maybe it wasn't those 19 guys. Maybe there were people in our government who wanted an excuse, a pretext for war. Hey, thanks so much for calling, Alan.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Are you totally satisfied with the nourishment you're getting? Do you have enough energy to do everything you really want to do? And are you content to remain in your current state of health indefinitely? Have you already tried diets, exercise, vitamins, juicing, or the latest, greatest nutritional wonder products? Perhaps those things have grown tiresome and not made you feel and look as well as you'd really like to. But what if you found from a single source the world's freshest, purest, most complete, whole, live food nourishment that tastes delicious and couldn't be any easier to consume? Well, you just did. So don't hesitate. Take the living energy you've always wanted from your nutrition right now. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on gcnlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course, if you haven't yet read my Foreknowledge 911, that's a compilation of my newsletter. It's got a lot of information. It will tell you what the people at the upper echelons of the CIA say, that information you'll never get elsewhere. You can get those three pamphlets. They're only $9.95 for all three of them, plus shipping. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We actually carry a couple of videos, one in plain sight, Davon Kleist in plain sight, The Day That Changed the World Forever, by Dave Wagner, and that's very important because it has the clip of Gary Hart, Senator Gary Hart, at the emergency meeting of the CFR in Washington, D.C., just 3 days after the 911 attack. That's on September 14th. And Gary Hart saying, you know, this incident may give us the President of the United States the opportunity to carry out what his father talked about. I think only once he mentioned it, and that is the New World Order. And you'll actually see Gary Hart saying that, and it must be important because they've sanitized. Somebody has actually sanitized the transcript of that message. We've got the clip, the video clip. You'll see it. The Day That Changed the World Forever. And then, of course, you go up on the CFR website and pull down their description of what happened that day, and they must have just forgot to put that in the transcript. Or maybe they don't want you to know this is not about oil. It's not about helping the Jews. It's all about the New World Order. And what happened in Iraq is a stepping stone to the war with Iran and plunging us into World War III, which is just what they want. The carnage and horror and bacteriological warfare and chemical warfare and nuclear warfare that is going to lay many of our cities in ashes. Understand what we're up against, but we can avoid this if we can just get the American people to understand what's going on. So you need to go to our website at RadioLiberty.com and pull down our material. And if you think these people are worried about human life, you need, of course, to get our syllabus and talk on Iraq, the Untold Story, because it covers all of the wars of the 20th century and even a couple of there at the end of the 19th century and all of the casualties. And then, of course, you need to get our material on planned population reduction and the fact that they plan to kill off most of the population of the world. Planned population reduction, available either DVD or video, and then, of course, you can get the population control special. Or you can go up on my website and pull down my population control monograph. Now, that's a population control monograph or population control agenda. It's free of charge at my website at RadioLiberty.com. Or you can get a free copy of it if you just buy something else and request that. We'll send that to you free of charge. It's as good as anything that's available out there right now. And then, of course, you need to understand that they're destroying the minds of our children with mercury. And they may have taken it out of the childhood vaccines, but it's in the influenza vaccine that's been given to women during the first trimester. So it'll destroy the brains of the child in utero, and then they insist on giving it at 6 months of age, and then every year after that, and they're giving it to the elderly, and of course destroying their minds with Alzheimer's, and it increases about 1,000%. If you're foolish enough to do what you're told to do and take your influenza shots between the age of 60 and 65, and you want to verify what I'm saying, why, we'll send you the material from Dr. Fudenberg. You go to his website, Dr. Fudenberg, or I simply call us at 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the abstract of Dr. Fudenberg's article, one of the world's leading vaccinologists. We're up against organized evil, ladies and gentlemen. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Our website, RadioLiberty.com. Now, we hope that many of you are going to seriously consider coming to our all-day seminar on the 29th of October. And if you're coming from a distance and going to need rooms, well, you're going to have to let us know. We've held the rooms. They'll be available for about 2 more weeks at a reduced cost. Otherwise, of course, you're going to have to pay full freight. But give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 if you can come to the seminar. And then, of course, bring your friends. Tell them about our programs. Encourage them to listen. Join the Radio Liberty family and join us in this epic struggle. Please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for our leaders and ministers. But please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at Berkey.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, and of course we welcome your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, but please hold your calls until we call for them, until we ask for them. That's please hold your calls, because we have this on the line, Bill Sardi, who's a good friend, who's a health journalist, who does a great deal of work and reading and studying on all the medical journals, so he can keep our listeners really abreast of what's going on. And I'll tell you what, there's so much out there that the average doctor doesn't know, because he's lied to by his medical organizations, he's lied to by his medical journals, he's lied to by the detailed people who come to the office of the well-dressed young man or the beautiful girl with a short skirt and a smile, you know, who want to tell you how great their product is, why it's better than any other product, and why you should be ordering that if you really care about your patients. And many times they're simply either told a lie or they're told lies themselves, and they will convince the doctors that the latest, most expensive medication is the way to go. Well, with that as the background, Bill, thanks so very much for being with us today.
Well, Dr. Stan, I can remember going to a doctor's office, and I was working in the ophthalmology field marketing lens implants for cataract patients, and I can remember the doctor that I was trying to find wasn't in, but I was to get an appointment, and the lady taking care of me, young lady, took me to the back desk and said, "Now we'll get you set up for one of these appointments when the doctor can see you." And she opened a drawer, and there were all the cards of all the representatives that come to visit the doctor, and they were all ranked. And so whether you got the appointment or not depended on the ranking. And I said, "Well, how does that work?" Well, she said, basically, the females are in the front, and they are ranked highly, and then it kind of goes on back down like that. So, I thought it was cute, but that's kind of how it worked.
Well, unfortunately, my wife worked in the office with me, so we did not discriminate.
Well, I think it's good for the girls to keep their eyes on the guys, that's all, so we don't get distracted, but nonetheless, I guess it is a factor in the practice of medicine. And it's sad, but, you know, we see so much buying off today. I finally see some efforts being made, Journal of American Medical Association, trying to get doctors out of even accepting scratch pads from drug companies and so on. I mean, they're trying to get them out of all these little freebies that they hand out, because I guess it does influence the way doctors think. And, of course, it's pretty pervasive. And, of course, now we have a classic example of this. Women in government, who in the world are they? Well, women in government is a group where, you know, women who happen to be elected representatives, it's an issue. Women, of course, making some achievement in a men's world. And so they formed this little group, Women in Government. And, of course, I'm sure Merck is paying off all their campaigns and everything else, because now there the women are carrying the banner for Gardasil. Remember that cervical cancer vaccine that we're now going to make mandatory for every child in the sixth grade? And so the first legislator in Michigan has introduced the proposed law that would have every sixth grade girl get this. And, of course, it's being trumped up as, of course, against that terrible right-wing conservative church crowd that's letting these girls die because they're getting cervical cancer when they could get this vaccine. And this is how it's all being portrayed. And, of course, I wrote Women in Government and said, but you know, you can't even get your 2 cents in, but you're trying to tell them about the fact that Gardasil may not save one girl's life, doesn't protect against all the strains.
Hey, hold that,
the whole story.
Hold that right there, but it's going to be great for Merck's bottom line. Proper nutrition is absolutely essential for good health, but most people just don't eat right. Did you know that vitamin C is essential for our health? It's responsible for our collagen, for our bone. It's an excellent antioxidant that protects our immune system, but we can't produce it. Every other animal in the world can produce it except for fruit bats, hamsters, and human beings, and that's why we need vitamin C supplements. Most people are vitamin D deficient during the winter months, and certainly those who work indoors are vitamin D deficient during the entire year, and you need supplements. If you'd like to learn about the various health books and tape sets and videos and other health products that are available from Radio Liberty, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the Radio Liberty Health Catalog.
If you're thinking about replacing your home's windows, think Sears. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt in for easy cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and save $375 on select styles. Trust Sears for professional installation, convenient financing options, and best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call Sears now at 1-800-393-8378 and save $375 on select styles. Offer ends 9/30/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now, 1-800-393-8378. That's 1-800-393-8378.
September 11th, 2001 changed the world, and the world is now realizing that the official story of that infamous day just doesn't make sense. The overwhelming majority of Americans believe that there is a government cover-up, according to a CNN poll. 9/11 in plain sight. The director's cut is a compilation of unaltered news footage and photos from major networks and publications that raises questions that officials dare not ask, let alone answer. The worldwide firestorm of questions raised has forced some into a position of desperation damage control to keep this documentary from being seen or accepted by the masses. Why have these efforts been made to keep you from seeing this documentary and simply asking common sense questions? Find out. You must see 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut, and share it with as many people as possible. Call 877-817-9829 to order your copy. That's 877-817-9829. Unless these questions are answered honestly, the world could be plunged into a third world war. Stop this madness. Call 877-817-9829 today and order your copy of 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut.
Vaccine. Well, Bill, why don't you go ahead and tell the story of Gardasil, this new, wonderful new vaccine that's going to save the lives of so many women from cervical cancer.
How can we stand up against women in government, these women who are in state legislatures?
And, of course, who's financing these women in state
legislatures? Well, they'll finance each woman independently as she gets the legislation introduced. It's been introduced now in 45 states.
Compulsory vaccination.
That's right. Forced vaccination in sixth graders. And, of course, the bad part of this whole thing is we may not save one life out of the whole thing. While they're going to toast their champagne glasses, what they're doing for Merck and themselves, not for these young ladies.
Well, I wanted to explain why we may not save any lives at all with this wonderful vaccine, because they have some studies that show it seems to be fairly effective as far as stopping certain of the strains of the papillomavirus.
Well, we should be advocating mandatory folic acid, it's a little B vitamin, in the school fortified foods, etc., because that's what would wipe this out. There are about 20-some strains of this virus. The two common ones cover 70% of the strains, and therefore this vaccine covers against those. Now, the other strains, if a woman is having sexual contact, she'll certainly get contaminated, get infected. And then she's got this other strain that doesn't protect you from, and then you get cervical cancer from it. So the message must be avoid repeated sexual contact outside of marriage and outside of good common sense. Now, we're abandoning this, and understand, we're forgetting that message. I've seen all kinds of things. Well, the right wing is taking a sex life away from our young kids. What?
Right now in America today, as a direct result of the public health policies of the CDC and, of course, the NIH, we have 60 million Americans with a sexually transmitted disease. That's 60 million Americans, according to the CDC figures. That's the end result of what they've already done to our young people. And now they want to tell us that they're from the government. They've got a new wonderful program. They're here to help.
Well, herpes and of course, all the other, certainly chlamydia and others. So you're going to have all this. And, of course, the message has to be strong. We're adults. We know what to tell younger people. And the issue is prevention is abstaining from this kind of activity, because you're going to get yourself in trouble. Any of us who worked in hospitals over the years saw a number of men come in, and they're treated for venereal diseases they got in World War II and so on, and it's scarring and painful and all these kind of things. So all these things can be avoided. And, of course, we're going to subject our young ladies to all this.
And, of course, the thing is that this human papillomavirus vaccine, this Gardasil, is not going to prevent chlamydia. 25% of our young women will get chlamydia if they're promiscuous, and then they get scarring of the tubes and ectopic pregnancies. And, of course, they may never be able to get pregnant, or they'll have ectopic pregnancies. They'll have to have their tubes taken out. And, of course, then this gets into their body, and, of course, even heart attacks are produced by chronic chlamydia infection.
Sure.
Because it's systemic.
Exactly.
And young people are not being told. They're being encouraged to go ahead and do it. You make the decision, and we're killing our young people.
Well, Merck intentionally went to a school where they found a bunch of young women in a sorority who were promiscuous in order to prove all this, and then showed that, in a couple years of college life, why they all were, 70-80% of them were infected with, cervical papillomaviruses causes cervical cancer. Now, understand that cervical cancer comes and goes. It actually disappears. It can actually become dormant. What? They didn't tell us this? Oh, that's true. And in fact, if you get enough vitamin C and you get enough folic acid, you can quell that virus. Never heard this story, did you? And of course, this is what our young people need in their foods and so on. We're allowing, as the children grow up and then get pregnant, they're having children with birth defects because we don't adequately fortify our foods with folic acid.
Well, that's the spina bifida, of course. You think that
exactly.
Have folic acid, you don't get the spina bifida. But are we really fortifying the food adequately the way that we should?
No, and of course the FDA has been dragging their feet on this because they say, well, folic acid could mask the symptoms of a vitamin B12 deficiency. Well, fine, let's give both. That takes care of that. The critics of the FDA have been loud, and we're allowing thousands of babies to be born with defects. We're allowing women to die, and so on. But we're being portrayed. The people that are conservative, that are fighting all this, are being portrayed as the Christian people that are allowing all these young girls to die of cervical cancer. Why, you nasty people! And, of course, this is how this is all being turned around. In order to rescue Merck and get them, if we mandate this, then they can just start wringing their hands with all the money, getting the calculators as to how many sixth graders we've got that we can start, of course, vaccinating, and how much money they're going to make off of this. Why, we have yet another a diabetic drug they're trying to push through the FDA now for Merck to rescue them in their financial mess. And the drug is called Januvia. It's a glipizide type of a diabetic drug. Now, if you're on one of those glipizide type of drugs, these are drugs that are given before you get on insulin or sometimes in addition to insulin. And they're trying to increase the beta cells in your pancreas to produce more insulin themselves because there's an insulin resistance. The problem is, as you produce more insulin, you have to have food to match the insulin because you have to have something to burn it up. And therefore, it makes you eat all day or you actually get a little dizzy and faint and then collapse. And so people think that's because your diabetes isn't from the diabetes at all. It's from the medicine you're taking. And so you find these people having to eat all day. And then if you eat all day, what happens?
You get fatter.
You gain weight. And now you've got diabetes because you're overweight. It's a perpetual drug for a perpetual disease. And so now, we'll eventually be able to coach people into this, but if you can go get a little rice bran extract at the health food store called IP6 and clean out your liver and do this for 1 month, and you'll find that it does the same action as the glipizide type of drugs, your diabinase, your glipizide, some of those kind of drugs, and glucotrol. And if you just take the IP6 rice bran extract, you'll find that it works on the same enzyme, works better, does not calm your hunger down, you don't have to eat all day, and you're not going to feel faint or anything, and you're going to get control of this problem. So, the problem is that we're after these things that are more problematic than the diseases themselves, but I'm very interested how the drug companies manage to make drugs that perpetuate the diseases. For instance, a great many beta blockers, your blood pressure goes up because you have high blood sugar. Sugar raises your blood pressure. So then they give you a beta blocker. But what do beta blockers do? Cause diabetes, which then causes hypertension. It's a vicious circle. It goes around. How did they design such things but to lock in so that you're perpetually on these drugs? The patients are so naive and then so afraid to get off of these drugs that they've intentionally designed to make sure that the disease never lets go, that you'll never get well. And, of course, the patients don't understand this. The drug designers do. It makes them billions of dollars. It came back and bit them when Vioxx was, of course, ramrodded through the Food and Drug Administration under the claim it was safer than other anti-inflammatory drugs, mostly for arthritis patients. And then with that claim, it was advertised on television when the FDA could have regulated those TV ads but failed to do so and then allowed them to advertise it before we knew the safety data on it. And then, of course, thousands died. And then when Dr. David Graham had the information, the Food and Drug Administration had the gall to try to discredit him. And of course, he had to leave the country and go to Britain to break this news that the Vioxx and four or five other drugs were unsafe and the FDA had massive numbers of unsafe drugs on the marketplace. And by the way, if you're listening today, you certainly have loved ones and family members who are on still some of these same drugs that have never been proven safe. And this goes on and on, whether it's the statin drugs or the beta blockers or the diuretics, and they may seem kind of innocent to you. Let's just take an innocent diuretic. Now, we may need to use one in a pinch. There's nothing wrong with a doctor prescribing it. It's meant for short-term use to get the water down out of your body so that you can get your blood pressure down if it's way high so you won't have a stroke, things like this. But continued use depletes your body of electrolytes, those sodium, potassium, magnesium, that you need to keep your heart firing correctly. So, but with it also goes thiamine, vitamin B1. This pushes you into beriberi, and your heart fails and you die because the diuretic, that simple diuretic, the doctor doesn't tell you to take a little thiamine. We have a huge upsurge in the amount of heart failure in the United States, and they can't figure out why. And I'll tell you, it's from the diuretics, as well as the statin drugs, which has the depletes you of coenzyme Q10, an antioxidant your body makes, and then it helps the heart find energy like digitalis does, and then the heart goes into failure over time on a statin drug. So we try and tell people this over and over again. These drugs are vicious failures, but you're too afraid to move away from them. And so what we're looking for is we're treating numbers these days, cholesterol, PSA numbers, all these kind of things, and we're not really treating patients or the diseases. And we're using inappropriate medicines. If high blood sugar is the cause of my hypertension, why don't I take something that controls my sugar instead of something that just slows my heart rate down? I mean, that's what a beta blocker does. So it's inappropriate medicine. It's not dealing with the cause. Therefore, you'll never get rid of the disease. You'll chronically be on drugs. So, and the side effects.
Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment or two with Bill Sardi. And ladies and gentlemen, you need to get the information. If you're on a statin drug, you're taking coenzyme Q10. If you're not, of course, you're going to have all sorts of aches and pains, you know, because of the suppression of coenzyme Q10. But then your heart begins to fail. And then they got to treat the heart failure. And the drug manufacturers know this. At one time, they were going to turn out that Lipitor with, of course, coenzyme Q10, but they decided against it. Why? It was too logical. Have you ever wondered why the incidence of cancer and diabetes and heart disease is increasing in the United States? Are you eating a lot of food that's loaded with sugars in them? Or are you certainly eating prepackaged meals that are loaded with MSG? Or are you drinking Diet Coke that's loaded with aspartame? What are you doing to protect your health? What are you doing to protect the health of your family? Well, most people really don't understand the importance of good nutrition, so I've compiled a list of the books on health, the tape sets, the videos, the vitamins and minerals and herbal products that Radio Liberty carries, and the doses of the products that we recommend. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the Radio Liberty Health Catalog, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And remember, proper nutrition is essential for good health.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
For centuries, Salk products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain-relieving pillows, and more. All designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today, online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GC and Live for a free gift.
Yeah, Bill, we'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and if you want to talk about a scam, the bird flu scam, you know, is really unparalleled. How many Americans have died of bird flu? None. How many have been sick of bird flu? Well, none that we know of. Probably a lot of people have been exposed to it. It's been around since 1959. If you ever saw a media-created hysteria, I mean, after all, it was H.L. Mencken who said, you know, the most important thing in politics is to keep the people fearful all the time. And they're doing a great job with that. But the very real things, the things that we should be concerned about, we're not. And the things we should not be concerned about, we are. So go ahead, Bill.
Well, what we have here is, of course, with the bird flu, I was just reading in the Los Angeles Times, the head of the Los Angeles School District warning all the schools to get ready. Get ready for what? You see, they're spreading this terror everywhere, from our children to wherever. And then the CDC conveniently says, looks like we're going to be short of the flu vaccine again this year. Looks like we're not going to quite have enough. We're back to that silly creating a shortage thing, the Cabbage Patch dolls. There's not enough of them this Christmas, and then everybody has to have one. And so here they are again, saying there's going to be a shortage, in order to create a panic and get people to take and line up for a worthless flu shot that's never worked against the bird flu or any of the other types of flu.
And I think the important thing is what they do is they confuse the issue. I mean, there's one thing, general influenza, which the shot doesn't help, but it's not going to help anything at all for the bird flu, because we don't have any bird flu in America. But by equating the two and the terrible threat of bird flu, then, of course, we get the people to line up for their influenza shot, fully loaded with the mercury. And, of course, we know what this does to the brains of the elderly. It increases the incidence of Alzheimer's disease 1,000%, and they know that. They just don't want you to know that.
Well, Dr. Stan, you've mentioned a number of times people getting the flu shot and ending up with the same symptoms of the flu. And what we think those are, you see, these are attenuated viruses. That is, they're killed off, so it's a killed virus. But there are hot lots where the viruses didn't get completely killed. And then people might be exposing themselves to the very strains of the flu they're trying to prevent. And they never tell us about these hot lots. This data is kept from the public. So we are terribly concerned. And if you're lining up for the flu shots every year, you might take a step back. There's no data showing that has lowered mortality rates. Now, sometimes they can show the infection rates have gone down, but just so you know, they're going in two directions. One is to vaccinate the very young, the infants at 6 months of age, even younger. They have no immune system that will work and take up and make antibodies under age two that works effectively. I don't know why we would subject a young child to that mercury and to a possible live flu virus in a hot lot when the child's so young. Number two, we're going after older people who don't have an immune system that's working very well, and again, they won't develop antibodies, and maybe a third or half of the people that are vaccinated will develop sufficient antibodies. So it's not a very high number. And then, again, is it working well enough to prevent mortality? We can't see it. And remember that out of a population of nearly 300 million Americans, only 100 million doses of the flu vaccine are given out. How come we never have a pandemic? How come the other two-thirds don't end up and we're finding that, of course, it's all a sham? If you just see through it, you'll see that this whole thing is a sham. It's 100 million doses of this stuff goes out at whatever it is, $12, $15, and the drug companies make their money and all these hundreds of millions of dollars over a vaccination for nothing. And we've tried to talk to people, vitamin C, vitamin E, selenium, and zinc. Boy, it sounds like you're out to lunch there, you know, when you talk about these things. But that's the best you can do that we can find is to build your immune system up so that, you know, these viruses will hit us. We have the West Nile virus. But, you know, it strikes people that are smokers and drinkers and people that have a poor immune system, and it hardly affects anybody who's healthy. And that's because the West Nile virus has been around for a long time. But so what? If you can just keep your immune system up, some people get a little fever, might experience just a little symptom overnight or this and that, and it'll go away and they won't even know that they got the West Nile virus if you're working on your immune system. And don't go try to reach for exotic things. The simple things work. Even elderberry syrup works in the very young children. It's what we use with our child.
All right, fine. We're going to be back in just a moment with Bill Sardi here at Radio Liberty and talking about some of these things. You have to know really what's going on. We carry a book written by the former editor of the New England Journal of Medicine, the most prestigious medical journal in the United States. She's on the staff of Harvard University. Her name is Dr. Marcia Angel. Her book is The Truth About the Drug Companies. Well, Dr. Marcia told the truth about the drug industry, and she was attacked and vilified and demonized. They had people tracking her every move. I know because I debated people from the drug industry on this. And so you do what we do. You criticize the drug industries at your own peril.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarship, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn the secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Pop quiz, do you know the ABCs of automotive recalls? This is information that could save your life, so get ready to write. When I come back, we'll practice the alphabet and do the math. Whether it's a classic car or Grandma's chocolate chip cookies, I prefer originals, like the original Scotch Shop towel. Scotch Shop towels are soft, strong, and absorbent. Don't let lookalikes fool you. The original Scotch Shop towels handle tough messes like grease and oil and are durable enough to be used again and again, wet or dry, at home or work. Buy Scotch Shop towels in the blue pop-up box or on a roll. They're an original. Today's Car Clinic Minute class is about automotive recalls. We'll do our ABCs soon, but first, the math. More than 215 million vehicles have been affected by recalls since 1966. Why? It's elementary. A, anything related to safety can be recalled, but only on cars less than 8 years old. B, best time to check it out? Now. A recall won't expire, but sooner than later can be the difference between life and death. And C, complaints received on a vehicle compared to the number of vehicles produced will prompt investigation into a vehicle's safety. To file a complaint, go to NHTSA.gov. Now you know your ABCs of automotive recall. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
So this began in the late 1970s.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Bill Sardi, and we're talking about health problems. You picked the story if you were talking about the fructose corn syrup that is being pushed so much, and so many of the things we're being told to use. really are not healthy for us. In fact, we were told to use trans fats rather than butter. Oh, butter is terrible. And yes, many of the things that we're told that we should do to protect our health are just exactly the opposite. But you go ahead, Bill.
Well, this all is true. And, of course, I remember that our doctors were misled and said don't eat eggs. And then eggs have cholesterol, but they don't raise your cholesterol. And, of course, actually one of the best foods on the planet is eggs, but so many people are still phobic about it. And then, of course, we have other things that doctors told us over the years. Well, they were completely misled on these things. You can see the drug companies and so on. But it's the Food and Drug Administration that should be taking a task on these things, because they're the ones that misled the doctors so much in so many of these issues here. And, of course, when we began to make white flour is when we, and you've heard this so many times before, but white flour is where we have troubles because there's so many nutrients, they're depleted. And we have yet to put them back. We fortify our flour and bread with thiamine, vitamin B1 and B2, riboflavin and iron and all the things that we vitamin E a little bit, but we're still, almost everyone in the country is deficient in vitamin E. We didn't put back enough. We still didn't put back the omega-3 oils that were in bread. They picked that out because the bread will not have a high shelf life if it still has the oils in it, but they're essential for life. And then, of course, we took out the fiber, and within the fiber are some components there that really control diabetes and our weight and so on. So that's a problem. We still have never replaced back what they took away when they began to make Wonder Bread and Weber's Bread and all those things. Remember the Wonder Bread commercials, 12 ways to make you healthier and stronger. And the 12 ways were the fortification of the other nutrients they put back when nature always had it there. Why take it away? But, we really need to almost get grains and have our own little grinding tool. They actually make some home flour mills, and then you can have all the real nutrients that are in the grain right there and not have them removed. So that's what we really should all be doing, and it'd be a better way to stay healthy. And so there's a component within grains, we can't find it in other foods, that would really help us control all these metabolic disorders. Again, the Food and Drug Administration and the drug companies have enough scientists to know all this. Their job is to make drugs and make billions of dollars and kipe it out of our back pockets rather than make us healthier. So,
I think it's really amazing. When we had a war on drugs, remember it started back during the Johnson administration. They appropriated literally billions of dollars for, research, and a lot of it went into nutrition. And to see, the relationship, say, between milk and cancer. And of course, they found out that you drink a lot of milk, your incidence of prostate cancer goes up, incidence of other diseases go up. They learned all about the dangers, of not eating a well-balanced diet. And they realized that they'd given us the wrong information on fats. And of course, the most important thing would be lots of fruits and vegetables, certainly the less cooking, the better. They knew all those things, but they never told the doctors. And they told us, you certainly don't want to have eggs, or you don't want to have butter. And yet it wasn't the cholesterol, it was the trans fats that was producing the arteriosclerosis and the epidemic of heart disease we had in America. And they never told the doctors, and I never read about this in any of the journals, but it's all there in the scientific literature, totally blacked out because the average doctor cannot read 500 journals.
No, this is all true. The hydrogenated or trans fats were put into our baked goods to keep them on the shelf, and that's why you can get some crackers and buy them. Go on a fishing trip in Idaho and end up at a little 7-Eleven store, and you go in there and you find an old dusty box of Ritz crackers. And it might be 2-3 years old. I found one that was 8 years old once. And, you could eat them, and, they were still there. An archaeologist will find them years from now because they have these trans fats that make them stable. But those trans fats gum up your arteries and your brain and mess up your hormones, and so they should have never approved these things, but this is your Food and Drug Administration again. And they've allowed all of these things. And so they're, this corrupt agency, the agency which you might say is like being in a basketball game with the referees paid off, but that's exactly what's going on. And so you've put your trust in this whole system, which is corrupt from the top down, not from the bottom up, because the bottom up are our doctors are at the front line. And, of course, they just get misinformation fed to them and scientific studies that are skewed to make things look like they work and so on. So with all this said and done, why it's been very difficult. And so our doctors haven't been totally disingenuous in telling us about prescription medicines and so on, but they have been a little bit too quick to adopt what the drug company said, because it did help them get new patients and so on. And when Vioxx was prescribed, of course, on television, why the doctors got thousands and thousands of new patients coming in for prescriptions. So this is the kind of thing that, of course, we're facing, and we just need to be wary of our medical system. We need to be wary of health pronouncements from the Centers for Disease Control. They're crying wolf over this bird flu, of course, and I just wonder how many Americans are going to keep lining up until it's like the Jim Jones phenomena in Guyana, where he had all these followers and they lined up and one day they drank the punch and it was spiked with a poison. So, you know, what are we going to keep doing?
And I think it's so interesting, Bill. How often on television do you see this friendly face talking about the drug and ask your doctor about this drug? Is this drug right for you? Ask your doctor. Knowing full well they've had to detail people out there lying to the doctor about the advantages of the drug, and he actually believes that. And then they've sent him all the samples in the mail, and they send him all the slick, you know, advertisements in the mail. And, of course, he's got all this on hand. And gee, that was sure a cute little the detail woman. And she came in who said that this is the greatest thing since, I was going to say sliced Wonder Bread, but I shouldn't do that under any circumstances. You know, this advertisement, will you ask your doctor, knowing full well that they've lied to the doctor and they've got them on their side? You need to get informed and you need to tell your doctor about a lot of the things you hear from Bill Sardi.
Well, you know, I'm not the only heralder here of these issues. We try to put it in simple terms. I'm just thankful for Radio Liberty for putting us on the air. We hear frequently every week someone else who's found their way out of a health problem, and they heard about it on Radio Liberty. So we're thankful to God for all that. And, of course, the people, for the lack of knowledge, the people perish. So we want to make sure that people do get good information about their health and try to build a health-at-home idea, concept. Have a natural medicine chest. Make sure you've got garlic in your home as good antibiotic, oil of oregano. These are all good things. That you know what dietary supplements are and you use them and you're not wary of them. And that you try to build some idea of not running to the doctor every time. Our health system is collapsing. It's out of money. Medicare certainly is running bankrupt. And, of course, we just need to find our way around the system. And so what people can't believe, and in a few months why we'll be out here in a few weeks with a cancer book, is that we can actually probably even treat cancer better at home than we can you know, actually running to the doctor in the hospital. You won't have enough guts to actually treat it at home. We understand that. But we may be able to influence you to adopt some natural ways of keeping the treatment from killing you, which happens with most cancer patients. The treatment itself is what they succumb to. So hopefully we'll be able to help people with some of the most serious things all the way down, even to cancer. We think that we've had so much success helping people, and we just want to share it. We're putting it into a little book, which will be available soon. But, you know, people need to find their way out. They need a shepherd or a guide to do it. We understand that, and we're trying to get information to people. If you want some information that comes without any strings attached, it's absolutely free. You can visit my website at knowledgeofhealth.com, and, of course, there's information there on autism and whole big report on high blood pressure and information about cholesterol, vitamin C.
How about a vitamin D? And, you know, of course, this was the original treatment for tuberculosis, and certainly before I became a doctor. But, you know, we didn't have any antibiotics. And so they took people to sanitariums. And, of course, they were dying in the cities. And they put them in the sanitariums, and they rolled them out in the sun every day. And the people got well in the sanitariums. And, you know, of course, as time went by, we had antibiotics. We sort of forgot about sanitariums. We forgot about public health. We forgot about trying to prevent the spread of the disease, because, after all, we had a pill for it. But what have they found out now about the relationship between sun or between vitamin D, which of course is produced by sunlight, and progression of tuberculosis?
Well, all this time we've been told, you know, you can overdose on vitamin D, watch out, it could be troublesome to your liver. You could overcalcify, hypercalcification, and all this. And yet, now we find they've been giving us a trivial dose of vitamin D. Well, I get some in my milk. Why, that's hardly 10 micrograms. Now you need 1,000 micrograms to make 1 milligram, so you understand how little that is. And so what we need is 2,000 units of vitamin D a day, and at least that's what the Vitamin D Council is recommending. That will control hypertension. It will help us with our bones. It helps us with our muscle tone as we're getting older so we won't fall. It's helping us normalize our immune system. This is the big problem when we get an infection in our lungs, like flu, in that the immune system reacts so violently, especially to certain strains of these viruses, that it overreacts, your lungs fill with fluid, and you could literally be gone and succumb to these viruses within an hour. If you have enough vitamin D on board, it normalizes that immune response so it doesn't overreact. As well as, that's exactly what autoimmune disease, and autoimmune disease is, of course, lupus and rheumatoid arthritis and so on. And we think all of these diseases emanate from one bacterium, and getting to Dr. Stan's issue, about tuberculosis. Tuberculosis is a very stealth bacterium. Can exist not only in your lungs, but your brain to produce Parkinson's disease, your pancreas to produce diabetes and so on. And the real antidote would be vitamin D. And who do we find have the poorest health in the world that get all these infections from viruses to tuberculosis and all, and we wonder about them? Why, the blacks. And the black people can't produce as much vitamin D from sun exposure. And, of course, they're living in far corners of the world globe, Seattle, Boston, London, South Africa, instead of near the equator where they get more of the ultraviolet sunlight to make some vitamin D. And, of course, this is where they have the problem. So we know that all of us on the planet need more vitamin D. We're indoor dwellers. We don't get enough through sunshine. So you're not concerned that you're overdosing on vitamin D. At 2,000 units, you need 40,000 units a day for many months to overdose. And in fact, if you stood out in the sun in Arizona for an hour at noontime in the summer with total body exposure, you just had small swim trunks on, why then you would make 10,000 units of vitamin D. And I've never heard of a case of sun poisoning from too much vitamin D. We have been fed a bill of goods because they don't want us to discover this. There would be less disease to treat, and therefore less medicines to prescribe. They don't want us. They want to scare us away. And this is what's going on. You can understand why, I speak, sometimes even lose my voice on these interviews, because I'm so angry once you discover what the real game is behind the stage, behind the curtains in medicine. And this is what's going on. They're keeping all this information from you. They're keeping you drugged. They're stealing all your money. And, of course, you need to learn all this, learn to practice it. We've seen people get out of wheelchairs. We've seen lupus disappear. We've seen rheumatoid arthritis go, all with just getting enough vitamin D. And you need to make sure your multivitamin or the singular vitamins that you take certainly provide you enough vitamin D. 400 units, not even trivial, wouldn't do a thing, never helped a woman with her bone loss. 800 units might be marginal. You probably need 2,000. And frankly, if you're living up in the area of Seattle and Canadian border and Detroit and Boston, well, you're going to need probably even 4,000 units a day.
I used to get 50,000 twice a week, you know, when we were treating osteoporosis.
Sure.
And that was, of course, you know, and if you, you know, if you took 50,000 every day, well, you get into trouble, but you take it intermittently. So people need a lot more vitamin D. They're not getting enough in their multivitamins, and they have to really understand what it's all about, what they need for good health, and vitamin D really does help to boost the immune system.
Oh, certainly. It's just, understand that researchers at the University of San Diego said basically we would lower the cancer rates by 30 to 50% if we would get enough vitamin D. has there been any response from the National Cancer Institute? None. Zero.
Well, of course, if you did away with the National Cancer Institute, you wouldn't, pardon me, if you did away with cancer, you wouldn't need the National Cancer Institute.
We wouldn't need it. And, of course, we're waiting. They're telling us to wait 10 more years for nanotechnology or something. Look, people are dying. Loved ones are dying of cancer today. Vitamin D will cut the risk of most cancers in half, and there's no response from our government health authorities on this. I can't believe it. It's unconscionable that this would actually happen. But unless we're telling you, unless we interpret this for you, if you're relying on ABC News or NBC or somebody to tell you, you've got the wrong propaganda machine that you're listening to. So you need to bone up on this. You can go to my website if you want all of it interpreted in a simple way. Look up vitamin D and cancer and learn the whole story. And, of course, it's just tragic that we're not telling everyone all about this. Vitamin D, just a simple 10-cent pill. That's it. And, of course, I'm sorry, your health plan doesn't pay for it. I'm sorry that insurance doesn't cover it and all that. No, you're going to have to take responsibility for your own health, but you'll never look back. You start taking simple things like fish oil, vitamin D, vitamin C, you'll be healthier than ever. And I'd like you to take some of those unsafe medicines and put them on the shelf and maybe never open that shelf again. So I think you'd be a lot healthier for it.
Well, I think that they're really having real problems with cancer. We're having, you know, increase in diabetes. We're having increase in, you know, in hypertension, autoimmune disease here in the United States. Certainly, autism is exploding here and all across America until they started taking the mercury out of the childhood vaccines. But it's not going to drop back to where it should be or where it was, because they're still giving it to pregnant women so that it will get into the brains of their unborn child. They're still giving it to children 6 months of age, an influenza shot. And where is the proof that it helps? Where is the proof that it really helps the elderly? And there isn't any. But it doesn't really matter how ridiculous something is. If they keep telling you you've got to get that influenza shot and, oh, there's going to be a shortage, well, some people aren't going to get it, and some people are going to die, you better get down and get your shot right away. And it's amazing how gullible people are. You got to find out the facts. Is it true? You can do the research, so much of it's available. Go to knowledgeofhealth.com. That's knowledgeofhealth.com. Read Bill's website.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today. And check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, The American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At researchedherbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and let me just mention, if you have not yet read Dr. Marcia Angel's book, The Truth About the Drug Companies, she's on the staff at Harvard, former editor of the New England Journal of Medicine. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. Let me suggest several books. Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients will help people who are going to take the traditional treatments for cancer, the chemotherapy and the radiation, and we've had people call us and say, you know, the doctor couldn't understand why my hair didn't fall out. Everybody else's hair falls out when they get their treatments, but my hair didn't fall out, and I didn't tell them I'd read Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients, written by our good friend Dr. Blaylock. You need to get the health and nutrition secrets that can save your life. It's sort of an encyclopedia, but it could really save your life and the life of your family. And then Dr. Blaylock's third book we carry, Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills. To really understand what motivates the people behind the people behind the people, you need to get a four-tape set we have called The New Order of the Barbarians. It's based upon a lecture that was given back in 1969, I believe it was May of that year, by Dr. Richard Day, who was the medical director of Planned Parenthood. I promise you, you will never look at the world through the same eyes again after you hear the four interviews on The New Order of the Barbarians. And then, of course, let me mention you need to get, of course, our material on planned population reduction or our population control special. There really are people out there who would like to kill off the majority of the people on the planet. If you'd like a copy of the UNESCO Courier, November 1991, where Jacques Cousteau it said we're just going to have to eliminate 350,000 people a day. Eliminate 350,000 people a day. If he really said that, why doesn't Time Magazine and Newsweek Magazine and U.S. News and World Report Magazine ever mention that? Could it be that they're all controlled by the same people and controlling a reality? We have a great four-tape set on autism. There's a great deal that can be done for autistic children, and they don't want those children treated. We have certainly a great deal on the mercury that they're using to destroy the minds of our children. And we have, of course, a four-tape set on autism. We have the book, Evidence of Harm. We have a DVD on mercury. We have four-tape sets on mercury, actually two of them. And then we actually have a great new video. It's Dr. Ayoub's talk on influenza vaccine that they're giving to pregnant women, knowing full well that it will increase the incidence of abortion, that will actually damage the brain of their child. And not only that, but damage the fertility of unborn generations, at least in animals. Why would they do something like that? And why are we spending billions of dollars to give mercury-laden childhood vaccines to children in third world countries when they've taken the mercury out of the childhood vaccines here in the United States? Could it be that somebody has a different agenda for little black children in Africa? You need to understand there really are wicked and evil people there. Let me suggest that Dr. Ayoub's video is excellent. You can just call in and ask for the video on influenza vaccines. And we have so much other great material you need to get. Go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. If you'd like a free catalog, we'll send you one. Now, we do carry healthcare products, what Barbara and I take. And if you'd like to get the healthcare product list, we'd be glad to send you one. Just call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we are carrying some emergency foods. If you'd like more information on that, give us a call. If you haven't yet signed up for our our annual seminar. It's going to be on the 29th of October. Hope you can come. And if you're coming from outside the area, you're going to have to get your rooms for the next 2 weeks, or you're going to have to pay a lot more to get them. But we do hope that you'll be able to come. We're going to have a great program. So if you'd like to come to the annual Radio Liberty Seminar, call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then pray for America. Pray for revival, because if America doesn't turn back to God, is there any reason that God should ever bless this nation again? And pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war among the major term life companies, and you may be paying too much. Consider these possible rates. A man, age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage, is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man, age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $100.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
With news on the Information Radio Network, I'm Laura Lee Scholl. Saying time is running out, President Bush is urging Congress to approve new rules for questioning and trying terror suspects, despite opposition from key Republican senators. Mark Smith is at the White House.
The president says he's not trying to weaken the Geneva Conventions, just clarify them so secret CIA interrogation centers abroad can stay open. His first-term Secretary of State, Colin Powell, warns tinkering with Geneva could endanger U.S. troops and add to doubts about America's moral standing. At a broadcast news conference, Bush bristled.
If there's any comparison between the compassion and decency of the American people and the terrorist tactics of extremists, it's flawed logic.
Bush says he just wants to give intelligence and law enforcement the tools they need to prevent another 9/11.